Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. Talk about what happens, because I know you work with people who are incarcerated and also those who are in reentry. And my husband and I have done prison ministry, and there is a huge common ground between those who have participated in abortion and those who've been incarcerated. Talk about what actually accomplishes change.
Well, love. You know, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think that one of the most interesting things about our book, and one of the things that we tried to do in this book, is to tell a story, to show people how our worldview, our environment, our belief system, how it can affect you, and it has an impact on the decisions that you make. So like you said, no matter how logical your argument, no matter what evidence you show people, they're going to reject that because they've got a set view in their mind. But you know, stories change lives and stories save lives. And what we wanted to do in this book, and I'm going to answer, this will go directly into the question. In the book, it's a story of how we all three, in all three different walks of life, had a misconception about the value of life. Whether it's abortion, whether it's incarceration, drug addicts, veterans, the elderly, the mentally handicapped. In our country, we think of those people as second-class citizens, but God doesn't.
The disabled, and, especially,
you know,
the mentally disabled.
People. And so our story, this book is going to do what politics and legislation cannot do, and that is get to the heart of the matter. We don't tell anyone what they should believe, what is right or wrong, but we share our story of literally being lifted out of the pit of hell and being, you know, put next to and involved with the King of Kings. And I think that from, you know, working with people, especially people who are incarcerated, and this connection, you know, drug addiction, abortion, all of these things that you do because you're so self-centered, you end up in a situation where having people tell you what to do, they rebuke it. They're sick of people telling them what to do. And they're really sick of Christians telling them what to do. However, you can tell them your story. And your story, God can use that to just pierce their heart in a way that nothing else can. Jesus spoke in stories. He spoke in parables, and that's what changed the hard heart. So that, I believe, is the way to really impact people that are struggling with guilt and shame, whether it's abortion or addiction or any of those things, is to listen to where somebody was and where they came from and the quality and the joy that they have in their life after surrendering to the Lord.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.